Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's touch table. A little bit of football. All wrapped up. Put a bow on it. It's football today. David. I know what this is. This ain't going to be David. This is going to be bubblegum shirt over here.
No, it's me.
Oh, my God. College football that he's not providing?
It is me because.
David, unless you know something I don't.
No.
If
over
people
to David.
Paid attention to the news. There was a settlement, a house settlement for NIL.
Whatever.
In college sports. So what I found here is the 25 NIL deals, richest NIL deals this season, going into this year in college sports. So I'm going to go through them.
Is Deloitte going to be reviewing all of these?
No, these are just what we have currently that are already gone through. Has nothing to do with that. That will be July 1st. So let's start it.
Such lack of faith.
Not going to go through all of them, but in the bottom of this list, we have about 3 or 4 people at $2 million. Auburn quarterback Jackson Arnold.
How?
Getting $2 million.
I have to stop you right there. Jackson Arnold is yet to show he can play Division I football. Mm-hmm. Think about that statement. Not that he's been good and he's overpaid. Jackson Arnold is vomit. $2 million for a guy who bombed out at OU. What are we doing?
Because you have to have a quarterback, Mike, and you're hoping that your quarterback's going to come to the school, transfer, and become that Heisman Trophy candidate.
$2 million. What game tape of Jackson Arnold's did you want to spend $2 million on?
It's not game tape. It's supply and demand. If you can convince that booster, this is the guy that's going to take us over the top.
Wait, if it's not about game tape, what the hell is it about? His personality? What do you get reviews around campus?
Duh.
He's good in bed. I mean, what's the story? Rico, it's got to be about tape.
It has to be about tape. It's an NIL evaluation,
David,
based on what you can do.
David, it's based on the transfer portal. And if you look at the portal, it's basically the lottery. You're hoping to get lucky. There's nothing about this. You'll see a play or two where you're like, wow, that person's pretty good. Maybe I can extrapolate that and make him a good player. But this is why you overpay.
Extrapolate this. He was the 91st rated quarterback via QBR at Oklahoma. $2 million. My God. Go ahead.
He's got more.
I'm sorry. I hate this kid. Next.
That's fine. The other quarterback that's at $2 million is Nico I. He's getting $2 million at UCLA. So
And he took a pay cut. He was at 4.3.
Correct.
Wanted a raise. Here's what they told him. See ya. And he took a pay cut. Now you're at UCLA playing in front of 18 nerds.
A little bit more money, just $2.1 million. Oh. But Florida guard Boogie Flann getting $2 million.
Oh, we're doing football and basketball?
It's all throughout, yeah.
I mean, look, really good freshman year. He missed a lot of time with injury, but when he came back, he helped him make an NCAA run. It is basketball, to Rico's point. There's only 5 guys that really matter. I guess I could make sense of that.
That one you're okay.
Yeah, because it's basketball. It's not a roster of 100 kids.
No.
With an evaluation, NIL evaluation of $2.3 million, you go to Nebraska, quarterback Dylan Raiola.
Rico.
No, but Nebraska really wanted him. They stole him from, what, Georgia? So you had to overpay.
Recruiting, yeah.
You had to overpay to get him. And at the time, he was going to be the next great quarterback. That's the price of doing business. And Dom Rayola's kid.
Really hard to walk in as a true freshman and be good. Like, impossible.
And then you got that weird Patrick Mahomes fetish thing going on.
You know what?
Be
you're
yourself.
Right.
There's a lot going on there.
You're right. I hate him. Okay, David, go ahead.
Number 17 on this list at evaluation of $2.4 million. It is Ohio State safety Caleb Downs.
Highest paid safety in history.
Yes.
He's a really good football player. He was a freshman All-America. He was arguably the best safety in college football as a freshman. Maybe the smartest college football player on defense in America. Hey, if you're OSU, you got the scratch.
You won the title. So
like
you
a
know
Rolls
what?
Royce. You want a Rolls Royce? Buy it. It comes with an umbrella. I don't know.
You took him from Bama, and you won the title. So you know what? In their eyes, we won. It was worth every penny.
They're paying Caleb Downs $2.4 million. We're paying kids in 2.4 Biscoff cookies. Go ahead, David.
They're very tasty cookies.
They're underrated.
And number 15, wide receiver, Alabama wide receiver, Ryan Williams at $2.7 million is his evaluation.
I have a hard time with it, but Rico hates wideouts. So go ahead. I'll let him go first. He hates these people.
I wouldn't pay that, but Alabama feels like he's going to be that next receiver because they've been cranking out receivers kind of like Ohio State lately. And David, he makes plays. He's a dangerous person out there. I wouldn't pay him the money, but you know what? Doesn't come from me. So good for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This next player here, going back to Texas Tech, he took his name out of the NBA draft. His number is being reported at $2.8 million. That is JT Toppin, but it's also other reports that it might hit $4 million.
It's probably the latter. I mean, I just view him a lot like the kid Michigan got in Landeborg. That late first-round pick, highly productive. If you can get him to come back to school, you got to bribe him.
Yeah, he'll be a man amongst boys.
The Michigan player, by the way, is at $2.3 million. So.
I thought it was four.
That's what they're saying, but other reports. Yeah.
The unfortunate part is you're never going to know the truth. It's like somebody bragging in high school about how many women they had. You'll never know.
Number 11, the evaluation here is at $3 million. Again, that's what they're saying. Other reports say otherwise. It is Michigan quarterback Bryce Underwood.
It's the same as Rayola. You're probably paying for what he'll do for you next year, not this year. You needed to get him on campus. You overpay. He won't be good year one. And you hope he blossoms like Nebraska hopes Rayola does. That's all I could say.
And see, I don't think it's that, Mike. I think you're actually paying because you had to take him away from somebody. So you had to entice him to leave. For Rayola, we need you to leave Georgia. For Underwood, we need you to leave LSU and come here. So we're going to overpay you to make sure that, you know, we get our wish.
But you agree they're both going to stink in year one. Well, Stink is saying a lot. About won't be great year one.
They're going to struggle. They're going to find out that college is a lot different and faster than high school.
The next two players are number 10 and 9 on the list, respectively. It is Sam Levitt at 3.1 and Drew Aller at 3.1 as well.
I just don't understand either. Look, I'm Sam Levitt has potential, and he's gritty, and the team rallies for him. But, like, if you watched Arizona State football, it's not like Sam Levitt was great.
No, but he
And Aller, forget it. I leave that to Rico. I quit.
Why do you leave all the bad
because
stuff
that,
for me?
I continue to be told Drew Aller's amazing, and I don't understand it.
He's amazing against bad teams. He is absolutely amazing, and against good teams. You know, all he does is he's the perfect game manager. You got two NFL running backs in the backfield. You had a jack-of-all-trades tight end who's now in the NFL. You didn't have to do much. Just don't throw the ball away and don't fumble. As far as Sam Levitt, David, he took Arizona State to a place where they never thought they were going to go. He could walk in and ask for anything, and they would give it to him right now.
Number 8 is Cade Klublik at 3.4.
He's worth it. He's a Heisman contender. He turned it around last year. They made the playoff. He's an upperclassman. See, this is what I can't stand. It's like you're paying these freshmen, like Rico just said. Why am I paying you? You don't know if you can play. Klubnik has gone through the wars. He performed last year. You pay the kid.
Next three are all at the same evaluation. Quarterbacks, Florida quarterback DJ Lagway, 3.7. Lenoris Sellers, 3.7.
Stud.
And Garrett Nussmeier, $3.7 million.
Rico?
Lenoris Sellers. I mean, really?
Stud. He's awesome.
Then why does he play for South Carolina? Why do he play for a real team?
What's wrong?
They should be a good team.
You know what it is? This is what you get for always jumping this garbage in my plate. This guy's bad. What about him?
Right, I gave you Nussmeier. Rico?
See? Yeah. Famous father. They're banking that he is going to be all of that. I think that, David, this may be for Kelly's job. Nussmeier needs to work, has to work for Brian Kelly at LSU.
Next on the list, I never know how to pronounce his last name, but it's BYU forward AJ DeBonsa.
Yeah, number one player, a one and done, will be the number one overall guy in the NBA.
Yes.
And they've got that BYU grad billionaire, the guy who bought the Utah Hockey Club and the Jazz.
It's
the same guy. He plays pickup hoops at BYU at 5 a.m. I don't know. You want to go to BYU? Here's $7 million.
I don't think he's going to get the same notoriety as Cooper Flagg did. I don't know if he can play as much as Cooper Flagg, but that's what they're hoping for at BYU, except for, nobody's lining up to play you, so we won't know how good this kid is. It could be like, all the top talent that supposedly came out of Gonzaga until they got to the league and you found out that they were just average.
In top three, that makes all the sense to me, is you have Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith, 4.2, Carson Beck, 4.3, and Arch Manning, 6.8.
Okay, Carson Beck, I don't know. Mike, I'll leave that one to you.
He's got one shot. I mean, this is it for him. He was the number one pick going in. He bombed. Then he blew out his arm. Okay, better. If he performs, he'll be Cam Ward. But I question, he's got a lot of decision-making issues. The Arch Manning thing, Rico, show me.
If his last name was Johnson, I don't know if he would get this much money. It's Manning. You're trying to get next to Peyton Manning, and you're hoping that the lineage kicks in, and he'll play just as well as his uncles.
That is your College Sports NIL Blitz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.